update. New in the headlines this Sunday morning, a new Wall Street Journal poll out, and it finds Donald Trump on top by a wide margin. If the primary were held today, 59% of registered Republican voters would pick the former president. That's up from 48% back in April. In Black Rock Desert, Nevada, thousands of people are stranded in their tents at this hour at the Burning Man event due to torrential rain, a shelter-in-place order in effect as police investigate a death at the festival. Roads closed due to mud and debris. More rain in the forecast today. Sunny skies and a dry out expected on Monday. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden touring hurricane damage in the town of Live Oak, Florida, where massive trees are down and homes destroyed in the aftermath of Hurricane Idalia. The president did not meet with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Instead, former governor, Republican Senator Rick Scott, greeting the Bidens. This is USA News.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.